This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site there completely free. Joining you here as we launch into the second hour, it is Ian.
It's Taryn.
And Mark.
Taryn Lupo joining us as our special guest host as he is still here in New Hampshire post the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which just wrapped up on Sunday. It was an awesome event. If you missed it, don't miss next year. The dates have been announced as June 18th, I believe, through the 24th of 2012. So go ahead and get your hotel room, get your campground, camp spot registered and paid for now. That way you don't have to worry about anything as far as running out of spaces, because each year Porkfest just gets more and more popular, and it's not going to be long.
They ran out of spaces this year, right?
I'm not sure about that.
There were people in other campgrounds and hotels.
That's true.
Down the street.
That's true. I
don't
know.
The hotel was gone, but I think they might have had a couple spots in the very back, but it was almost full.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty chock full.
It's not great to be in the back.
Didn't have electric or something like that, or
yeah, the rustic spots as,
yeah,
as they are
what they had left.
So, so we're here. We'll talk to you, of course, about whatever's on your mind, and still kind of recapping the day's events or the last 48 hours. It's been a whirlwind situation here ever since Porkfest wrapped up, with Bo being arrested from LibertyOnTour.com yesterday for having a hat on in court, which is not the first time somebody has been arrested for a hat. One guy was arrested for a hoodie at one point. Pete Eyre from Liberty On Tour was arrested for wearing a hat. And now Bo, also from Liberty On Tour, has been arrested for wearing a hat. There was some commotion afterwards, and all of this has been captured on video, which you can see over at freekeen.com. And then this morning, Mark, you and I and some other folks went down to Massachusetts, which is normally a place I don't like to set foot. But
if I can avoid it.
But there was a real good reason for it, and that's because there's a gentleman who is kind of a friend of some of the activists up here. His brother has decided to not pay property taxes ever on the property that he purchased several years ago. And the town went after him. They told him that he was going to be evicted today as of 10 a.m. We showed up there at 9 in the morning just to kind of run interference, essentially, just to be there to show this man support, to show him that he's not alone, that there are people out there that appreciate what it is that he's doing, and to be there in the event that the sheriffs actually did show up, which, of course, they didn't, because
they're
not that stupid, apparently.
The law enforcement took the high road, the wise road, and they just didn't show up. They drove by. They were reconning the area. They were parked in around, mm-hmm. but they just decided, we'll wait till tomorrow or whatever.
They're going to wait until the support dies off, as it inevitably will, and the same way they did with Ed and Elaine Brown. The feds were after Ed and Elaine. This is the state of Massachusetts, but the county, actually. But in the Ed and Elaine Brown case, there was these old couple. They lived in Plainfield, New Hampshire. They had a nice property there, and Elaine was a dentist, and she hadn't been paying income taxes, and neither had Ed. And the feds did not like that very much, and they wanted to make an example out of them, and so they essentially laid siege to their home over a lengthy period of time, where they were cutting off their water supply, they were cutting off whatever they could cut off. They cut off their phones, etc. They surrounded the home.
Right, they didn't pay income tax, but they did pay property tax in that circumstance, and the town still cut off water and electric and everything they could cut off.
They did whatever the feds told them to.
Because they are just an arm of of Washington, D.C.
Well, right, they all get money from D.C., and so they're beholden to their every order. And so in that case, it took them a while. I mean, it was a few months, I think, that Ed and Elaine were kind of holed up.
Seems
in their,
like it was a couple.
In their home.
I thought it was over 6 months. I thought it was over half a year.
I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a long time. And over that time, there were a number of folks that came from different parts of the country, around the world, to show support for them. They had a big party at one point with, I would say, a few hundred people attending. Mark, you and I actually went out to that. And so we went out to show support for Ed, but we can't go every single day. I mean, people are busy. We're not government bureaucrats. We don't get paid to, do right. this stuff.
And I've heard government bureaucrats, like people who are cops and things like that, and say, well, why wouldn't you guys just, lay your life down for your beliefs? I would have done that as a police officer. Oh, man. The reason you were a police officer is because you got $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 or $80,000 a year in tax money. Not because you believe strongly in it. I mean, yeah, you believe as strongly in someone's job as I suppose most folks do. But don't act like you're, you know, making this big sacrifice.
Yeah, put them in a position where they, to do the right thing, they have to lose their job and see which way they go.
Mm-hmm.
And that says it all.
They're going to keep the job.
Exactly.
It tends to be the answer.
Almost all the time, they're going to keep the job. So, in the Ed Brown case, they just waited them out, and the support died off over time because people have to get back. Even the folks that, you know, went up there for a few weeks at a time, they had to get back to their lives. They got families, they got responsibilities. That support, that level of support, inevitably dies off, and that's what they're going to do, I think, in Massachusetts. They're going to wait until it dies off. They're going to swoop in at the time when they don't see 25 people standing out in front of the house, when there's only one or two people out on the front stoop or whatever. That's the time when they're going to make the move, and they're going to attempt to evict this guy from the home that he thought that he owned, from the home that he paid for, and now the people calling themselves the town have swooped in and just take it.
Actually, what I see in the past is they're not even that courageous. They usually wait for the guy to leave and then just put locks on the doors.
Go in, change the locks.
That's it. Yeah. You come back and you can't get in your house. It's no longer yours.
Well, the funny thing about the situation is that it's a duplex, and they haven't given any notice to the tenant.
Yeah, so, no legal notification to the tenant.
Wow.
Right, so I don't know if they're going to try to evict the tenant as well.
How could they do otherwise? It's one deeded property.
Well, I don't think that. I think that maybe they don't have to. Maybe all they have to do is get rid of the owner, and then they inherit the lease.
They did tell the tenant that he had to leave, but the next day.
Oh, did they?
Well, they spoke it to him.
But no official notice.
Right, no official notice.
So we went there, and nothing happened, as was expected. So Pete and I decided to go ahead and make something happen. We went down to the town offices with our video cameras and decided we were going to ask them some tough questions about, you know, how it is they're working for a violent monopoly that steals property from people. And they didn't like that we used the term stealing. It's not stealing when they do it. And town administrator insisted this was a peaceful process.
Well, it's peaceful because most people won't
right.
You know, stand up to them. But that doesn't – just because somebody doesn't get shot during an armed robbery doesn't mean it was a peaceful armed robbery.
Yeah.
There was still the threat of violence there.
So after that conversation, she scurried away and locked a door behind her to avoid any kind of contact with us. We came back later after discovering a couple hours later that there was going to be a tax sale. We walked into this process where people were less than pleased that we were there. At one point, I got into a bit of a spat with a guy who was being a total jerk, told me to shut up because I was, you know,
civilian.
Because, he was there to place a bid on some tax sold property. And he was totally, I said something like, well, this guy here, I said to Pete, this guy here, he completely agrees with the tax sale process. He thinks it's A-okay to steal people's property. And, you know, he told me to shut up. And I was like, well, no, I'm not going to shut up. I'll be quiet when they start the sale. How about that? In the meantime, when they started up the sale, the auctioneer, who doesn't work for the city, he's just a hiree for that particular occasion, he then calls out Pete after we had both given our names, because they said to us when we came in, well, it's a standard procedure, you have to tell us who you are for the safety of everyone here, which is ludicrous, because neither Pete or I myself identified with any government ID. We just told them our names and why we were there. So even though we'd already given that information up, this guy calls Pete out before he starts the auction and says, I need to know who you are and where you're from because some people are intimidated by you being here. They're intimidated by the cameras, and we need to make sure that people people feel comfortable here so we can get as much money out of them as possible. I mean, that was essentially their position. You guys are going to have a dampening effect on this tax sale process. And I said, as far as I'm concerned,
sounds
that's good.
Like we need to show up at every tax sale from here on out.
That's right.
Great idea.
That's good.
Maybe
out these people.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Just I mean, not that you can't find a list in the paper who bought it, but to put
but
their
to be
face
there.
Up and show, you make a good video of this person's buying your house.
Yep, exactly right. These are the people educate them, let them know what they're doing, because a lot of them, like we were talking about earlier, probably don't realize that this is stealing, and so get that information out there.
I don't think there's the people buying houses at tax sales are stealing.
No, they're buying stolen property.
Yeah, they are.
Right. That's what I meant when I said this is stealing. I meant the government is stealing these homes, and then so it's like the back of the truck house sale, basically.
Yeah, and knowing the property is stolen, I wouldn't buy a property that I knew was stolen.
And you can find out who it's stolen from.
Toll free number is 1-800-259-9231. That would be useful too to bring the victim of the stealing into that same room. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plan started only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include archives, so you can go all the way back to late 2006 and listen to as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would like. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll see the archives right at the top of the page. So last week's worth are listed there, and then click into the archive section to go all the way back for several years, all free at freetalklive.com. And Mark, tell me one of our sponsors.
Well, this is actually me. This is my live read.
Oh, really?
Yep. Do you think the Free State Project is a good idea?
And yes.
Thank you, Ann. And actually, you've donated already. Are you frustrated with the languidity, with the rate?
A what?
Languidity? With
that's
the
a neat word.
Of the rate that the FSP
as
is.
As in languish? As in to languish?
It's slow.
That which is languishing?
Yeah.
Neat. I've never heard that one.
Yeah, the rate at which the FSP is reaching the 20,000 signer mark. If so, consider this idea. A small group of liberty activists paid to make telephone calls and petition in public areas for signers to the FSP's statement of intent. We've already gotten dozens and dozens of signers so far, but I pay these activists for their time, and I need you to sponsor some signers. Mm. I can't do this all on my own. I'm already getting them at a rate that's a third of what the Free State Project pays for its signers in advertising. But it's not something I can do. I'm not a rich man. This show is about activism. It's not about making money, although I'd love to. You can go to freestatenow.com and sponsor 1, 3, or 10 signers. Do it today, please. You'll get your signer. I, Mark Edge, guarantee it if I have to go out and get them myself. Freestatenow.com.
Freestatenow.com. So that's going. That's moving ahead, right?
Moving ahead.
It's active. Somebody's making calls on that this week.
Yes.
It's happening.
Yes.
All right, cool. Oh, by the way, Taryn Lupo joining us here from lupolit.com, LUPOLIT.com.
And the cool thing about it is you get an opportunity, because it's so hard if you're somebody who's passionate about the Free State Project to get somebody to sign up. You know what it's like, Ian. You actually got 5 or 6 people to sign up down in Florida, mm-hmm. It's amazing. I think you were probably the biggest recruiter of signers in the history of the Free State Project at the time. And it's not easy to ask your friends and family who think that your political views are a little nutty to sign up for the Free State Project. They're not going to say yes anyway. This is the way you can get it done. You can make the Free State Project happen. We need 9,000 more signers, and you can go and sponsor one at freestatenow.com.
So there's a lot of other interesting news out there, and I do want to get to some of these other more nationally based stories, including an update on the Orlando situation, where folks have been arrested. About 25 people over the last several weeks have been arrested for feeding hungry people in a public park in Orlando. There's an update on that.
Criminals.
We'll get to that here in a moment. But one more story from today up here in the southern region of New Hampshire, where in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, a demo from LibertyOnTour.com has been arrested again, this time for talking to a man who normally wears a robe while that man was walking into the building in which he would wear the robe. The robed man, Edward Burke, from Keene District Court, comes into work at around 8-something in the morning. And normally when I'm downstairs, and I'm down there every single week handing out flyers to folks that are coming into court, normally when he comes in, I usually wave at him. I say, "Hey, Ed, how are you?" And he's friendly, and he, you know, says hello back and, you know, goes on by and gets on with his day. But Adamo was pretty upset at the fact that his friend Bo was arrested at the hands of this man, essentially, because he ordered these men with guns to arrest Bo for having a hat on in court. Adamo was pretty upset about this, so he wanted to go and let Burke know what he thought. And so he went out to the courthouse this morning and waited for him to arrive, where he then said something to Burke.
I assume on camera, right? I mean, he was trying to...
Adamo normally has a camera in one of his hands, so I would presume that all of this was recorded, but Keene police are in possession of that camera at this time, so we don't...
Well, the way you said it just kind of scared me, you know, like... He said something to him.
Well, right. I don't know what he said because I wasn't there, because we went down to Massachusetts to help
defend. He's not stupid enough to say, "Hey, you let my friend out, I'm going to pass you in the head." I mean,
I can't imagine he would do something
like that. No, I can't imagine.
He's Adamo's somebody.
That's my character witness.
Right. Adamo's somebody oriented toward peace, peaceful solutions.
I don't think he'd be violent, but he has definitely cussed Burke out before and gotten contempt.
He has for sure. This wasn't a contempt thing. The charge they ended up hitting him with was what they call improper influence. And I actually have the complaint here, a copy of the complaint.
It's a second-degree felony, isn't it?
It is a B, Class B felony.
Yeah.
And I guess that means it's second degree.
What does that mean to, like, a layperson? I've never...
10 years in the joint.
That's 10 years for talking to a judge.
You can rape a lady for them right. to get away. You can rob a bank and get this.
Right. You thought you had freedom of speech, but apparently you were wrong, because speaking to a man who normally wears a robe is apparently a criminal act. At least that's what they would have you believe. But let me read the actual legalese here for you. It's just a sentence or so here as to what they allege was the actual violation. So they're claiming that Ademo did privately addresses to any public servant, Judge E. Burke, who has or will have an official discretion in a judicial or administrative proceeding, any representation, argument, or other communication with the purpose of influencing that discretion on the basis of considerations. Now, what are considerations?
Consideration is some kind of offering, whether it's basically it's capital, anything that's sort of real. You have to offer him something, I would think.
They're talking about bribery here.
Yeah. Bribery or muscling
goods
him
or services,
him.
Good services or money, I would say would be considerations.
Well, wait, I thought if you did that to a politician, it's called lobbying.
Yeah, you can't. I don't know if it applies to politicians, but to a judge, I can see why you wouldn't want somebody standing out back in the parking lot and saying, "Hey, let my buddy off, and I'll give you some hookers and some blow."
So, by the way, the rest of it, there's more. On the basis of considerations other than those authorized by law. So the ones with the politicians, that's lobbying, is completely authorized by law, so it's okay to do that. In that, he questioned and commented on an open Keene District Court case while walking to the court. Of course, the case that he commented on was actually not open because Bo was sentenced to 5 days in
jail.
That's
interesting, yeah.
There's that. But even if it was open...
And there's no considerations.
Right. Unless there was no bribery.
Well, it's possible he said, look, let my friend out and we won't give you any more trouble in the courtroom, I suppose. But
would that be a consideration?
I think that might be a consideration, but I think that that's really flimsy.
Yeah.
I'm just speculating. That's the only thing I can imagine Ademo offering, because it's the only thing he's got to offer, frankly.
Right, he's not going to offer money. He's
he
not going to offer
it.
Hookers. I mean, he's not going to do those things for the man in the robe. So it is the opinion of some of those who have looked at this that this is one of those situations where they're going to have to drop these charges.
Yeah, they've just overcharged him.
I mean, there's no bribery and there's no threat. I mean, I'm going to presume because I know Ademo.
I'm willing to presume that, too.
And I know he's upset, but I don't think he would do anything that dumb. So hopefully we'll find out eventually, because, again, he's always got his video camera in his hands. There's likely video footage of this entire conversation.
Now, what if he said something like, what do I got to do? I'm just speculating at this point. This total speculation. What do I got to do to get my friend out? You think that'd be consideration?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
That's an honest question. 1-800-259-9231. But, hey, just a heads up. For talking to a man who wears a robe, you could face years in prison. That's freedom of speech? Give me a break. 1-800-259-9231. And I didn't even mention, there was another guy that got arrested as well for recording video of Ademo being arrested up in the court lobby. After we were just bragging the other night about how nobody gets arrested in the court lobby for recording video anymore.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. If you're a lady listener, you can get details there on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value has been growing over time. I remember they were a few cents on the dollar, and now they're, I think I just saw them at just under 17 today. You can learn more by visiting weusecoins.org. Dollars are going down, bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
All right, so 800-259-9231. There's other news about people with video cameras being arrested. In fact, two folks in Washington, D.C., reporters, were arrested at a public meeting. We'll tell you about that here in a little bit. But first, to the phones and your thoughts. Steve is calling from Costa Rica. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve.
Well, I stumbled upon you guys just the other day, and I see the expansion of the police state coming here to Costa Rica, driving downtown San Jose and enforcing all the new motor vehicle regulations and fines, which have increased by up to 100 times on a file. Like when I first got here, the average speeding ticket was like $16. And now, like, the minimum ticket they have for any violation is $200.
Whoa.
Using a cell phone in the car, $400.
And how long have you been down there?
I've been down here 6 years.
Okay, six. Wow, that's a huge change in 6 years.
I left Costa Rica. I mean, I left the United States to come to Costa Rica because I was so disappointed in the system.
Wow.
And I always said I would return. I mean, I always thought that we could defend ourselves as Americans. We don't really need a military to defend us.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would agree.
If there was a war in the United States, I would even return to fight. And you know what? There is a war on our civil liberties, and my wife and myself and my brother are actually thinking about returning to the States and are considering your area.
Wow, that's exciting. I mean, that's a big change in weather going from the tropical world of Costa Rica to the less than tropical New Hampshire frigid winters.
I've been 16 years without winters, but if you can't tell from the accent, I am from New Jersey.
Ah.
And so I did grow up with the winter weather as well, but I don't know if I'll be able to make it through my first winter or not, but we'll see.
Well, I think that's pretty exciting. So how did you stumble across this program, if I might ask?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. I'm not even sure. I was just, on YouTube.
Oh.
I was just, sir, you know, the civil disobedience that you guys have been doing. I came across freekeen.com or freekeen.org, whatever it is.
Freekeen.com.
I find it very interesting what you guys are doing.
Cool. I love it when people come in from different directions into this movement. Like, some people will find Free Talk Live through the Ridley Report. Some people will find Free Keen through Free Talk Live. Some people don't even know who we are. That's my favorite, is meeting people that don't even know Free Talk Live, because it's a nice little ego check.
Not exactly the biggest nationally syndicated radio show in America.
No, and that's okay. I don't want to be the biggest nationally syndicated radio host. I'd rather not have that level of publicity surrounding me. But all that said, Steve, I appreciate you being out there, and I'm glad that you found this interesting. And there's a lot going on up here, and the more people we can get up here, and the sooner they can get here, the more effective we can be, the more people will be attracted here, the word will get out more effectively, and we might actually have a shot at achieving liberty in our lifetime, or at the very least in your kids'
lifetime.
How
long has Keene been an activist town?
You know, that's a good question. And the answer is as long as we've been here and beyond that, because there were some folks that moved up here that really inspired me to make the move sooner rather than later. So I would say that ever since the Free State Project chose New Hampshire, people were moving here. And so I would probably say the answer is since 2004 or something like that, 2004.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know what it means to be an activist.
Doing good things.
Yeah, and keep, people just keep moving. People keep coming in, whether it's the Keene or Manchester or the Seacoast or wherever. There's a lot of different destinations in New Hampshire, and there's activists pretty much everywhere, although the population centers are the best place to find them. So if you want to move out in the woods and be away from it all, you're going to be away from the activist community as well. So keep that in mind. Although that said, when I say out in the woods, I mean deep into the woods, like a place like Grafton, New Hampshire, which is like 45 minutes from anywhere.
Whereas, I live in the woods, but I drive into town every day.
Right. Mark, you live 10 minutes from town, and you still live in the woods. So there's some woods that is more convenient woods than others as far as the amenities and the comforts of life. And there's a lot of information to look over. But, look forward to seeing you. Steve, anything else you want to share?
That's it, guys.
Thanks
Keep
for the
up
call.
The good work.
Hey, thanks for the time tonight, and look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire at 800-259-9231. Because all around the country, there's crazy stuff going on, and apparently also in Costa Rica. Tickets going from $20 to $200 in 6 years?
Wow.
Six?
Something's changing down there.
That's like a lifetime kind of change. 6 years?
Yeah.
What?
I've heard people talking about Costa Rica being the Liberty Paradise, and I think that, it's just...
You can't run.
The shark.
You can't run from this.
It was only a Liberty Paradise because they were poor and broke, and now they're starting to get more money getting bigger government. They were before the government grew.
I've heard
it's only
beautiful.
One way to go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. I went there for my honeymoon.
There's no military in Costa Rica, which is one thing that it definitely has going for it. Although that said, there is a national police force, and there's socialism, that's there as well. So
sure.
It's got its share of problems. So the idea that you're going to be able to just run away away from what's happening here is just not, it's just not the case. When you go somewhere else, in fact, I think that Steve gentleman posted over the Free Keen forum today or yesterday, kind of introducing himself there as well. And, you know, he was talking about that it's even more difficult to change things where you don't, you know, you're not from around there. You're not, you know, you're not a native of Costa Rica, and so it's a little more difficult to get settled in and immigrate and to actually have some sort of an effect on the system. So really, the only thing you can do outside of the U.S. is to run, to try to run away from the rise of the police state and the controlling of government. But as he's found out, they keep, you know, the police state keeps growing elsewhere, and the government gets more controlling and more oppressive everywhere you go. So the running strategy is only a temporary solution.
Well, it's only a temporary life. So I mean, one could conceivably keep running, I suppose.
No, because over
run out
time,
of countries eventually.
Unless you can actually find somewhere to go to where the government is reducing in size, then it doesn't make any sense to keep running, because then you're just hop skipping around from tyranny to tyranny.
I suppose. Well, you're assuming the government stays static. The United States government is the oldest government in the world. You know, some governments get bigger, some governments in fact get smaller, usually through collapse. But, you know, and remember, you've got to
how long before tyranny comes back?
Efficiency. That's when you would move on. I'm just saying, look, if you want freedom for yourself, get a sailboat. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you can do some running. I think you can have a freer life than you have here in the United States.
If you can afford to keep running around, then that's one thing.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Not many people can.
Well, but if you're stirred by the passion of wanting to create a freer world, the Free State Project is the way to do it.
Right. Because running isn't going to make the world more free. Running isn't going to help your neighbor. Running isn't going to assist in achieving liberty in our lifetime for everyone that wants it. It may only simply avoid the inevitable, and that is your total enslavement.
Yeah, when you get caught, there's no one to help you.
That's if you're out in the world?
Good luck getting some activists in Costa Rica to come out and help you.
Yeah. Great point. Yeah.
So I don't know what the activism in Costa Rica is like, but I would guess that it's nothing like it is in New Hampshire.
Right. What are you going to, that's a great point, Taryn, because what are you going to do? You're running. You think you're all A-okay because you're, you know, hitting the high seas and you're boating around and going from place to place. But then if you end up getting popped for something in Jamaica or, you know, the Bahamas or wherever.
Don't forget pirates.
You end up, there's that possibility. But the pirates of government taking you out, you end up in their jail cell. You think the American legal system's confusing.
Oh, yeah, when you cross borders, forget it.
Forget it. It's just extortion.
Right. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Camera crackdown in D.C. coming up.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Hey, enjoy the program? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. And honestly, I'm a little behind on processing the Free Talk Live amps post Porkfest. So give me a few. I will catch up to it. But go to, luckily, a lot of it has been automated at this point, so you should automatically be upgraded to get yourself access to the special amp-only forum, for instance. But there's still some things that I have to do by hand. So bear with me. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. That's amp, as in advertise, market, and promote, .freetalklive.com. We take $3 a month in from you and others, reinvest it into the program, and get more people listening to Free Talk Live, thereby more new people hearing the ideas of freedom. That's a good thing, right? Amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with you and your phone calls, Bill, listening in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there, Bill.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening for a tone and I didn't get it. But anyway, I wanted to kind of spearhead a debate. You were talking about First Amendment, and I was thinking, as I was recollecting when I was taught in government school as to what the First Amendment really was, and I'm going to take a devil's advocate approach to this conversation. Now, if you read the Constitution, it merely states that that Congress will not pass any laws abridging the right to free speech. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have free speech. Take, for instance, my home. Congress gives you the right to say what you want, but I have the right to throw you out of my house if I don't agree with
you. You're correct, sure.
So my question is, why harp on a judge for the legal, I guess the legal equivalent of cleaning up his house? I mean, he didn't like what a person said, and yes, you could argue the abuse of power on finding a guy for merely talking to him, but to equate that as a...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Maybe you misunderstood. The guy is looking at years in prison for talking to a man calling himself a judge and talking to that man outside of the courthouse.
Right. I mean, again...
Then it's not a fine. We're talking about years in prison,
okay,
a felony.
Okay. Granted, we're talking about incarceration. On the same note, again, freedom of speech is, again, something that Congress takes care of and says, okay, we are not going to pass any laws abridging you from saying what you want, but we're not going to stop others from imposing what they feel is just as a response to you.
But is it the judge's courtroom or is it the taxpayer's courtroom?
It's the judge's courtroom.
Well, how did it get to be his? Did he buy it?
No, he was appointed. He was appointed because he's never elected, which is a problem that I have. But that's beside the point.
But it's not his. I mean, you know,
physically, he isn't like inhabited.
So the point you're making, it seemed to me, and I would agree with you that you have freedom of speech on your own property, and thereby, since you're forced to pay for public property, I would say that you have free speech on public property, and at which point you get into the whole problem of the tragedy of the commons, but you don't have free speech on my property. You can't come out to my house at 3 a.m. and yodel, because you gotta go. I'm trying to sleep. So this to say that it's the judge's courtroom is to sort of play into this area that in fact the property that they confiscate and that they keep going with taxpaying money is their own. You know, the cop saying the cop car is his. It's not. It belongs to the taxpayer. At least that's the story we're told. So, you know,
it's stolen property
is it?
At best. At best case, first of all, it can't possibly belong to them because they can't own anything legitimately because they stole everything that they own. Everything they own or everything they purchased, that came from stolen money. Money that was extracted by the threat of violence against peaceful people. So nothing they own is legitimate. They have no right to claim that you can't say what you want to while you're on their property. It's not like regular private property. It's so-called public property. Do you understand the difference, Bill? Because I agree with you. That if you are in my home, I can set limits on what you can and can't say, or you can leave. But when it comes to the government, they don't have that same ability. The reason why the First Amendment is there is to supposedly enshrine free speech while on government property.
Okay, I see where I was misunderstood.
Right, so it's the right to peaceably assemble, right? I mean, is in the same First Amendment. One would assume, therefore, that the right to free speech exists on public property. I'll grant you that you can't have that they have this problem. They can't conduct business and have a public courtroom because how can you do both?
But again, we weren't in the courtroom. Damo was not anywhere inside the courtroom when this alleged interference with the man on the rope happened.
I think it has to come down to a simpler, easier moral idea is, should you be able to take someone's freedom away for what they say?
Hell no.
Well, I suppose that if what they say is a threat, if what they say is, I guess if they won't leave your property and they continue to talk, I think there's opportunities where it's not just, you can say whatever you want. I don't think that really works.
If you're on public property, you should be able to say whatever it is you want to.
Including if you, if you don't go home, if you don't turn around and go back to your house right now, I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Well, I think I think I would agree that threats are a problem.
Okay.
But outside of that, and no one's alleging that Ademo threatened this
man.
No,
we're not.
Is that he was attempting to bribe the man that wears the robe. The man wasn't wearing a robe, by the way, at the time. He was in his private capacity. He would not have called himself the court because he doesn't speak of himself in the third person until the robe goes on and he goes into the room. Which, by the way, there is one aspect of this, and Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But there's an interesting aspect to this story of our friend Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com being charged with a felony of, I forget what the charge was, like interference or something like that. Anyway, it's some nonsense charge suggesting that he was trying to influence, improper influence is what it's called, when it comes to talking to this man who normally wears a robe. This means he's going to be on the defense stand, on the witness stand. The man in the robe, who normally wears the robe, will not be presiding over his own trial.
Well, this won't go anywhere. This won't go anywhere.
You don't think it's
going
to make it to trial? You don't think
this
it's going
to can't
go?
Make it to trial? No.
They've taken a lot of ridiculous crap to trial and got convictions.
It's a bad charge. It can't go anywhere.
If it goes somewhere, though, Mark, that man is getting called onto the witness stand.
That much is true.
By the state. He'll have to. And so, therefore, he will have to be subject to cross-examination by Ademo. So, if this actually moves forward, Ademo will have the opportunity to have Judge Burke on the stand as a witness and ask him all manner of questions. Now, of course, the prosecutor is going to object to every single one that he asks, and likely a number of those objections will be sustained. But nonetheless, it might be interesting to put old Burke up on the stand and say, now, why is it you refer to yourself as the court when you're wearing a robe? You could ask all kinds of things like that. And
objection irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course they're going to try that.
Might be worth it just for that.
Right. So at the very least, if this does go to trial, it will be something unprecedented thus far as all trials of activists are concerned that I've seen. I've seen a lot of trials. Not once have we ever actually had a judge called up as a witness in a trial. So that on its own will be pretty landmark if it actually does end up going forward. And I guess we will let you know over time, because his first pretrial hearing, the probable cause hearing, is one of the things they do when you get charged with a felony. Normally they don't have this for misdemeanors. But the probable cause hearing is coming up on July 7th. Ademo is expected to sit in a jail cell until then, because they wouldn't allow him out due to his criminal history. So even though he's never missed a court date, because he's got a couple convictions on his rap sheet from the past, a couple drug-related convictions, he is not allowed to leave jail, unless somebody comes up with $5,000 bail. So this guy is sitting in jail for the next 9 days because he said something to the robed man outside of court. It's crazy what's going on here. It's crazy. But don't think for a moment, oh, well, it's just New Hampshire. You guys, it's crappy up there. No. It's like this everywhere. It's just you don't have the level of activism where you are to show how awful your system is.
Yeah, it happens every day. It's just your stuff's not recorded.
That's true. There are a lot of people that can't even, that they're too afraid to even try to take cameras into their courtrooms.
Yeah.
We had 5 different angles when Bo was getting arrested yesterday morning.
And nobody believes you if it's not on film.
Yeah, and we've got that in spades. You can see all the video footage over at freekeen.com. It's up there. If you hop on over there, you have to scroll down a little bit to get to the video of Bo. We don't yet have any video of what happened with Ademo today, but there is a blog post up that kind of describes exactly what happened. By the way, I'm talking about Ademo because we've had him on the show a lot. But Derek, who's a relatively new mover to the Keene area, he's one of these guys that came in. He got a job within his first week of being here. He's now got a second job within the first month of being here. So Derek is real proof positive that anybody that wants to work can find work up here in New Hampshire. This whole idea that there are no jobs around is a bunch of nonsense. 800-259-9231. Luckily, he is out of jail. Derek is out of jail. Ademo is still in jail. And Derek was able to make it to work today, apparently. So that's good news. R3's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.